Hey Ralphie Radio Show, from all reviews that I've read online, Charlie Sheen killed it last night in Cleveland. Of course, I think there's certainly a nice little love affair between Cleveland and Charlie Sheen. If you've watched the movie Major League, you certainly are well aware of that. Attorney and talk show host Elizabeth Kelly was actually there at the show last night. She saw Charlie Sheen live and in person. Ms. Kelly joins us right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. And you liked the show, right?
Yes, it was an amazing performance.
Wow.
You know, if Charlie moved to Cleveland, he could be elected mayor in a landslide. He walked into a packed auditorium last night wearing a Cleveland Indians jersey, and he played all the right notes. He trashed LeBron. He told us what a wonderful city we had. He loved Cleveland, and the crowd loved him back. The challenge, however, is that he's got to keep up this level of control throughout the rest of his 24-city tour.
Now, when you say control, you mean control as far as his state of sobriety?
Well, I don't know that he was necessarily sober last night. And you know, Ralphie, I specialize in representing people who are mentally ill. And a lot of people have asked me, is Charlie Sheen mentally ill? Is he bipolar?
He's bi-winning, though.
I don't know. I'm a lawyer. I'm not a shrink.
Right.
But I will say, last night, he was in control. He was on message, and if he's crazy like a fox.
Now, how explicit was the show last night? Did he? I would imagine he used a lot of curse words. Did he bring any of the goddesses out?
There were F-bombs all over the place.
Uh-huh.
He talked about his cocaine use. He talked about his prostitutes. He introduced two of his goddesses who came out on stage. But, as I said before, the crowd loved him.
Wild things certainly rock in Cleveland. And we'll see how the rest of the tour ends up for Mr. Charlie Sheen. She is always winning in our book, Attorney Elizabeth Kelly. Thank you for the 411.
Always good to talk to you, Ralphie.